Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
When I'm 65, the redefinition of old.
Simon, how does it feel to be retired?
Well, you know, not so bad.
How have you been spending your time?
Like everyone, I've been spending more time with my family. I've also travelled a bit, you know, off-season, when everywhere's less crowded and hotels cost less.
Great.
You know, I haven't stopped work completely.
Yes. Could you tell us more about this?
Yeah, I'm on a scheme that's called phased retirement. I had a 6 months break from work. After that, I could apply for project work with the company I used to work for.
How does the scheme work?
Well, it's a trial at the moment. Instead of hiring temporary staff, the company advertises posts on its website that retired employees like myself can access.
What sort of work's advertised?
Well, all sorts of things, really. Admin work. There's lots of that. Then there's more specialised work, the sort of thing I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the projects can be long-term, say for 5 or 6 months. Others can just be a couple of days or weeks. Again, the number of hours included in a project can vary. I can decide, more or less, when to work. You know, or manage my own time. It's great. It's very flexible, and I do it all from home.
I can see it's good for you. What does your company get out of this?
Well, I still have all my old contacts at work, so I know who to contact to get something done. A temp brought in from outside doesn't have this knowledge, so it takes them longer to get a job done.
Right.
The company gets flexibility too. Once the job's over, that's it. I'm not on their books anymore. No training's required either. Not yet, anyway. So there are savings there too.
Do you have to commit yourself to a certain number of hours a week?
Oh, not at all. I can do as much or as little as I like.
How about keeping your skills up to date?
Yeah, I've got access to a lot of online courses, you know, e-learning. If I'm not sure of something, I have a look there.
And do you pay tax?
Sure. The tax situation's a bit complicated at the moment, with this being a trial. But I pay tax on what I earn, yes, unfortunately.
And those holidays?
Well, you know, I work in the summer when most people are on holiday. Then it's time for my holiday. Yeah, holidays, sure. We go to Europe 3 or 4 times a year.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.